You are about to hear a broadcast which originated earlier today in the handsomely renovated White House in Washington, D.C., the world's most beautiful city. Literally millions of tourists visit our nation's capital annually to drink in the beauties of its parks, its historic shrines and landmarks, its memorials and its stately government buildings. They stand awed before the Lincoln and the Jefferson memorials and are struck by the dignity of the Supreme Court. But two of our buildings capture the greatest interest, the Capitol structure itself and the mansion we are about to visit, the President's House. For it is here that is centered much of the interest of Americans everywhere. The President of the United States at home. From Washington, D.C., the American Broadcasting Company brings you a recorded tour of the Executive Mansion conducted by the President himself. Accompanying Mr. Truman through the various rooms of the White House are Washington correspondents Walter Cronkite, Bryson Rash, and Frank Burgholzer. They will be heard in that order. Now, the President of the United States.
I'm glad to have this opportunity to show the people just what the revamped White House looks like on the state floors. Those who are familiar with it will see very little change. One of the main changes, of course, is the state stairway, which now is a state stairway. And the seal has been taken out of the floor and put up above the blue room on this floor, and the old seal is above the diplomatic reception room on the ground floor, which we'll look at as we go down.
Shall we do that now, Mr. President?
Whenever you're ready.
Let's go. This is the main foyer up here that we just greeted you in, and we're going downstairs now to the ground floor.
That's right, the ground floor. The stairway we're using is used by the people who come to receptions. They come in and go out by way of this stairway.
They assemble down here on this floor and then go upstairs to your receiving line.
Into the east room, and then they're received.
And now that we're down in this corridor, I assume that the executive officers are off of this corridor on the other wings, aren't they, sir?
The executive officers are on the west end of the White House, and there are offices also on the east end, which...
Those are the business offices for the White
business
House.
Business offices.
Is this the seal up here, Mr. President, that was removed from the floor?
That's the old seal that was in the floor on the main hallway on the first floor.
Was it your decision to move that, Mr. President?
Well, I don't like to see people walk over the seal, so we put it up over this door, this old one over the door here, and the new one over the blue room door, so people could see it without desecrating it by walking on it.
I noticed upstairs, Mr. President, that the eagle on the seal over the blue room, the new seal, faces in the other direction.
Yes, this seal had the eagle facing in the wrong direction, facing toward war, the arrows. He should face toward the olive branch, which is peace. And you also notice on the new seal, in addition to the 13 stars over the eagle's head, which represent the 13 original states, the new seal has 48 stars around the outside representing the whole Union.
Did that take any special executive order to do that?
Yes, that's what was made by my order.
Mm-hmm. And this is the diplomatic reception room.
Diplomatic reception room used to be a boiler room. And when the rehabilitation of 1902 was made, it was made into this diplomatic reception room. We've made no changes in it at all, except that now we have some of the most beautiful of the first ladies down here on the walls. This used to contain some old-fashioned portraits of presidents. Those portraits are still in the house, but I think it looks much better with these good-looking ladies in it.
That was a change under your direction, too, wasn't it, Mr. President?
Well,
Mr. Roosevelt have the gentlemen in here, the presidents?
No, he inherited them just as they were. They were already in here when he came.
I see.
And when we revamped this thing, we've tried to get as many pictures of first ladies as we possibly can. We have Dolly Madison and Mrs. Theodore Roosevelt and Mrs. Hoover, and we have Mrs. Van Buren and Mrs. Tyler, beautiful woman, and Miss James K. Polk.
And, Mr. President, this room enters off on the south portico of the White House, facing toward the Jefferson Memorial and the Washington Monument.
That's right.
Fountains in between on the grounds.
The entrance here is underneath the main porch on the first floor.
And it's through this room that the diplomats enter when they come to your official receptions, as they did just a couple of nights ago, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
And the gentlemen form up over in the China room, we're going to see in a moment, to the
right,
and the ladies over in the left.
That's right.
And then when they come out, they join by protocol and up the stairs to the receiving line.
That's right.
This room has a more recent historical connotation, doesn't it, Mr. President?
Well, it was the broadcasting room. President Roosevelt and myself always made our broadcasts in this room.
This is where the President's fireside chats
began. That's right.
And I think that right there, he made the address to the nation right after Pearl Harbor.
That's correct.
The famous day.
That's right.
Shall we move on then to another of our rooms down here, Mr. President?
If you might.
Let's see, and off to the right is the China room we'll go to in a moment, and off to the left, that cloak room. We're crossing the hall again, the main corridor here on the ground floor, and into, let's see, this room, Mr. President?
Is the old kitchen.
The old kitchen. It doesn't look much like a kitchen today, sir.
The old kitchen. It had wonderful fireplaces at each end with all the cooking utensils, which we put back in there as soon as we get around to it.
Vaulted ceilings here.
Vaulted ceiling, and the fireplaces were made out of brick in the old house. This desk here is the most interesting thing.
It's a beautiful thing. I believe it does have a history, sir.
Yes. It's a part of the HMS Resolute, which was a part of Sir John Franklin's tour in his attempt to find the Northwest Passage. The ship was frozen in the ice, and along in the 70s, it was discovered by an American ship and taken back to Great Britain, and Queen Victoria had this desk made and gave it to the President. I think it was to President Hayes that the desk was presented for the White House.
Mr. President, if I remember correctly, isn't this the desk that President Wilson used all through World War I? He fought the war across this desk virtually?
In the study upstairs, yes. Mm-hmm. This desk was in the study upstairs, but the desk that's in the presidential office is one that was put there in 1902 by Theodore Roosevelt. But this desk was in the president's study in the White House.
It has drawers on the corners, I've been told. I noticed out there that Mrs. Wilson presumably dropped his secret papers in.
It has doors on each side, and behind those doors are drawers on both sides of the desk.
Well, it is practically a secret then.
Yes.
Wasn't this the desk, too, that we used to see in the pictures with all of the Democratic gewgaws across in President Roosevelt's administration? Wasn't this the one he had all?
No, this isn't the one. That one is in Hyde Park.
And this is the China room, back across the hall. Next to the diplomatic reception room.
That's right.
This paneling, Mr. President, very interesting. The original pine, is it?
This came out of the White House. All this paneling on this floor is wood out of the old White House, as it was torn down, it was saved, and all these ground floor rooms are paneled with the pine that came out of the old house.
I like the touch of leaving the original nail holes in it, too. Adds that much.
That's a picture of Mrs. Coolidge. I was coming here to a reception one time, and this picture formerly was out in the corridor there, and I came in with Senator Morris Shepherd of Texas. And we stopped in front of Mrs. Coolidge's picture, and Senator Shepherd said, "Harry, that dog got my breakfast one time when I was down here." And I said, "Well, how did that happen?" "Well," he said, "President Coolidge used to have breakfast for senators and congressmen." He said, "We were sitting around the table, and the dog came up and barked, and Mr. Coolidge said, 'Senator, he wants your sausage.' I gave him my sausage, and I didn't get another one."
Now let's reorient our folks for a moment. We're back here in the main corridor,
on the ground floor,
crossing the hall again to the same side that the broadcasting room is on, but on the other side of the stairway, and this is the library.
This library is...
Oh, and it's lovely, too.
Very interesting. You see, all the panels and bookcases are made out of wood that came out of the old house.
Fine.
And then we have on the floor here the rug that formerly was in the red room.
Aubusson, I believe
That's right.
The seal of the... that's the presidential seal now, or the great seal?
No, that's the great seal of the United States. But that's the old presidential seal. You see, the eagle's looking the wrong way.
Why did you decide to move this rug down here, Mr. President? Any particular reason?
No, it just happened to be the best place to take care of it.
I understand
you see,
that
when people go through the house, They let them look into the doors, but they don't come in and walk over the carpets.
Mm-hmm. The library itself, I understand that this was all given by the Booksellers Association of America back in 1929 when they learned with considerable horror that there wasn't a library in the White House.
That's correct, and every year they add to it.
Oh, good. Do you have an actual part in the selection of those books?
No. They send them here, and we put them in this. And after they've been here a long time and the place gets full, we send them down to the Library of Congress.
Mr. President, a rather personal question. Do you actually spend much time in the libraries here in the public part of the house? I know you have a study upstairs where you
I spend all my time at the desk upstairs, and I have more books up there than are in this library.
What about the interesting fireplace here, Mr. President?
Well, those are original tiles that were around the old fireplace. They're back just as they were.
In this room down here?
Yes.
Mr. President, where downstairs here was the map room during World War II?
It was the room that's to the left as you come in of the diplomatic reception room.
The room now being used for a cloakroom down there.
It's used for a men's cloakroom, or ladies' cloakroom, I believe.
That was down there where President Roosevelt and Winston Churchill plotted the war together immediately after Pearl Harbor, when Mr. Churchill, I believe, spent 42 days here in the White House.
Yeah, that's correct. When I first came here, my first stop every morning was at the map room to see what was going on in the world. Mm-hmm. And that remained the map room until the Japanese surrendered.
You got your briefings from the military leaders
that
room.
That's right. And the transoceanic conversations were made from that room.
Very interesting indeed, sir. Well, thank you very much, Mr. President, for this ground floor tour. And you have a lot more rooms upstairs of great historic value that I know the people of the United States are going to be very interested in having you show them around.
Well, I'll do my best.
There's Bryson Rash waiting up at the head of the stairs for us to take you through some more of the rooms, or for you to take him through.
Fine, thank you, Mr. President. Let's walk down to the state dining room, Mr. President. Now in sort of a secondary corridor that's directly in front of the lobby, and walking down toward the state dining room, which is at the west side of the building.
Is the main hallway of the house, with the state dining room at one end, the blue room at the east room at the other, and the parlors off of it as they come.
The famous east room.
At the other end.
This is the
main dining room.
Oh, a little behind here.
It's the main dining room, and in the old days, the stairway for the second floor came down on north side of this room, and there was a wall here, even with that doorway, and that's all the room they had, and they used it for a cabinet room at that time, and the present green room was used for a dining room. Now, this is the state dining room, and we can seat 102 people here for our state dining room.
And when you do have a state dinner here, it's made in the form of a horseshoe, isn't
it? That's right, made
around the room
of horseshoe.
In this
That's
right. And right over here is the family dining room, isn't it, Mr.
Yes,
President?
Family dining room's right next to this. That's a much smaller room.
Incidentally, it was in the family dining room where the piano nearly came through the ceiling. Is that right?
It did come through.
Really?
One of the legs of Margaret's piano came through, and we had to put a scaffolding in there to keep the whole thing from falling down.
My heavens, I didn't realize it was that bad, really.
That's correct.
This is the famous Lincoln portrait. Could you tell us about that, Mr.
President?
Picture
of Lincoln made by Healy, and it was donated to the White House by Robert Lincoln when he died. It was a family portrait. The original of it is over in the office where the newsmen gather. And there are four men in that picture. This is an exact duplicate of the one over there, if you'll notice, chair and all. And that picture was made, the four-man picture is General Sherman, General Grant, Admiral Porter, and Mr. Lincoln. And it was painted on the Hudson Queen. Then Healy took that small picture to Europe and painted an immense one, which was given to a club in Chicago. And when the cow kicked over the lantern, that great portrait was burned.
Oh, dear.
But I managed to get a hold of the original, and we now have the Lincoln portrait by Healy over the state dining room mantel.
Now, before the renovation, this was a much darker room, wasn't it, Mr.
Yes, it was black walnut. So we've stained it lovely light green color, which makes the dining room much, much more pleasant in which to hold dinners.
It's a very, very lovely room, Mr. President.
I think it is.
Yes. Shall we walk over here and talk about this for just a moment?
All right. This is the overmantel which King George VI sent us by the hand of Princess Elizabeth. These candelabra go with it. It's a lovely thing. And we decided that it was too beautiful to put anywhere out of sight, so we put it on the north wall of the state dining room so everybody can see it.
It's very beautiful. Princess Elizabeth gave that to you on behalf of her father,
yes.
George VI.
She presented it to me down in the Rose Garden.
So I remember that that occasion very well, Mr. President.
A lovely ceremony.
Yes, and the side of the room here. We're now leaving the state dining room, coming back out into the foyer, back out into the hall that leads to the foyer. You had a story about this wonderful picture here, Mr. President.
Well, for a long time, we didn't have a picture of President Hoover, and it's customary to hang the picture of the last president on the right side of the main lobby as you come into the White House, and the one just previous to him on the left-hand side.